This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card, Game 2 between the Twins and Rangers in Texas. Chris Atterbury stepped into Rocco Baldelli's office earlier today. Their chat brought to you by UCares, starting off with different batters written into the manager's scorecard tonight.
And let's just start with your lineup, as we were just discussing before we press play on this thing. Multiple lefties in your lineup against a left-hander. That is not the norm, but you've got the horses to do it here today.
Yeah, we do. And Heaney is a guy that, for a period of time now, he's been good against right-handed hitters. It's just, I think, with his kind of low slot, you know, fastball up in the zone kind of approach, he's proven that he can get righties out in a lot of ways and over a period of time. So, you know, we're going to give a little bit of a different look to him and make him face some left-handed hitters, make him stay in the zone against those hitters, and keep him on his toes as opposed to just throwing all the righties out there.
It's funny because sometimes when you talk to pitchers, and Glenn Perkins is a great example, he never saw lefties. They would always pinch hit. He said when he did see a lefty, A, it was always a really good lefty who didn't get pinch hit for, but B, it just would throw his sight lines off a little bit once in a while.
Yeah, and Perk's funny too, because like that's all true, and I know it's true. But he also had stuff that just played good against righties. Like that's not normal. That's not something we see all the time, even at the big league level. But Heaney is also one of those guys. He's kind of perfected what he wants to do against right-handed hitters, and it challenges right-handed hitters to really see the ball down and get on top of his fastball.
Simeon Woods Richardson last time out was outstanding, and we talk about it all the time, about him just executing his pitches. And it sounds simple. There must be more to it than that, right?
Yeah, there is, and there isn't. I mean, there's you need the right stuff. I mean, you can execute pitches that maybe aren't doing very much and put them where you want, but at this level, they're going to get hit really hard. But his pitches, he has really good speed gaps in his pitches. His changeup is a good pitch. The big curveball is a good pitch. He lands pitches that a lot of even more experienced pitchers have a tough time landing. And he's got the good slider now that he can go to whenever he wants. And when he wants his fastball up, he gets it up more than most pitchers. And just because he's young doesn't mean he can't be termed a good pitcher and a guy that executes well.
Glad you mentioned his curveball, because we know the slider, the changeup, he can play east-west. We know about the fastball. But the ability to steal strikes, and particularly early in counts with that big curveball, he used it really effectively last time out. From a hitter's perspective, what is the difficulty with that pitch, and why do we see it so often used to get ahead in counts?
Well, it's a pitch that if you're not looking for it, most hitters are going to have a very difficult time pulling the trigger on that pitch. It's slow. It's a pitch that moves a lot. It starts out way up. You're looking to hit a fastball normally. And if you're looking to hit a breaking ball or something else, it's not the slow one. And once in a while, you might see someone just react to it, kind of black out and just swing and hit it. But most of the time, when you throw that pitch early in the count, you're going to get a take more often than not. That's been a fact in our game for a long time, even with the best hitters in the world. They'd rather pass on swinging at that pitch early and just make the guy land it. And if the guy can land it, the pitcher has a nice advantage there.
All right, great explanation. Good insight from Rocco Baldelli. Send it back to the studio.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, Simeon doesn't use the changeup too much, just 7% of the time. Also, something to note about Simeon, currently pitched 115 and two-thirds inning this season, will most likely pass his career-high innings pitched in a season tonight, as the most he's thrown in a year is just over 118 innings. That was last year. Also, I want to correct myself. It's the curveball that he just throws 7% of the time. That was manager Rocco Baldelli. It's brought to you by UCare, people-powered health plan. So up next, every Friday, we bring you a re-release moment in our Tale of the Tape. This week, it features one memorable switch hitter. That's here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.